Good afternoon, Vancouver, and hello from Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5. You are listening to Talk Recovery. Hello, my name is Giuseppe Ganci, and I'm one of your co-hosts with Darren Gaylor and Francis Stone in the studio. Hello, Darren. Hello, Francis.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Well, this is exciting. You know, our Facebook page and our SoundCloud with all of our archives. I was looking at the website the other day. We've been doing quite a few good shows. I was looking at all the topics, and I'm like, we've got something going on here.
Yeah. I love this show.
Yeah.
A few hundred listens, I guess you call it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're... Yeah, there's been some pretty good feedback, and if you want to be part of the conversation with us, you know, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkrecoveryvancouver, and give us some ideas for some future shows, or if you want to be a guest. And, you know, I've had a good week. I'm in the middle right now of kind of finalizing where the direction is for Last Door's 30th anniversary gala dinner, and, you know, it's I feel like I'm having a wedding. I'm just like, I wish I was actually having a wedding, but unfortunately I'm always the bridesmaids, I guess. So that's really what I'm doing right now, and just trying to
promote. Picked out your dress, as you
said. I picked out my dress. Yeah, actually I was watching the Oscars trying to figure out what I was going to wear that evening on April 26th, so I haven't decided yet, but something fabulous.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really fun, and I haven't gotten, like, gala dressed up in a long time, so I'm, like, going to...
It's just fun being a part of something called a gala.
Yeah.
Just the word gala.
Well, if, you know what, for me, it's exciting to go somewhere, get all dressed up, and be safe.
Yeah.
And know that I'm with safe people, and that I can still, you know... enjoy that fantasy of getting dressed up. That, you know, it was all downhill after the dressed up. That was always the fun part. It was all downhill after that.
Well, I mean, despite it being a family, you know, talking about family and addictions, a family disease, which is the theme of the night, I mean, it's raising the bar for addicts. It's like, you know, there's so many unfortunate people out there that think once an addict, always an addict. And, like, the only thing an addict really needs is a clean needle and a place to sleep and 3 meals a day and a shelter. And the truth is, you know what, like, addicts belong in suits and dresses and sitting in fancy hotels. There's, you know, there's no reason why we can't raise the bar. Because there's some people who are like, well, addicts can't afford to go to a gala dinner. And it's like... much money I spent on dope. You know what I mean? Like, I could afford a lot of things when I was doing my drugs. So it's called raising the bar.
And it is open to the public.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we might as well put it out there. If you, you know, have been listening to the show or you didn't know about it or just thinking about it now, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a nice evening, gala dinner, silent auction.
Yeah, it's a thing. We got tons of items, and it's a fundraiser for a family program which provides treatment services for children and wives of clients and all the other supports needed. So today's show, we are talking about miracles. The last few shows, we had Amanda Hansen from Real Housewives of Vancouver. We had Darcy, a successful woman in recovery who does real estate. You know, we had some great topics and great conversations. So, you know, that's what we do every week on Thursdays. We bring you recovery and addiction issues from the downtown east side. If you want to call us, if you have a pen, write this down. Or if you have a good memory, remember it. 604-684-7561. And you can call us with any questions you have regarding today's show. If you liked us or hate us, let us know. And Francis, we have a guest in the studio here that's really, really excited to be here, which makes us excited. So who's this guest today for I Am a Miracle series?
Yeah, today we get to talk to Right On Ron, who is well-known within the 12-step community, and he's just a really happy guy and a nice guy, and he helps people through the steps. He has a website, www.rightonron.com. So, yeah, there's lots I want to learn about you and from you, and so welcome to the show, Ron.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. So how did you get the nickname Right On Ron?
Closer. Oh, at the beginning of me going to meetings is I started saying right on a lot.
Ah.
And that's just how I got it. And I actually got it right away. I got it like people would be sharing at meetings. And
That's okay.
Okay.
We just want to hear everything you have to say, Ron.
Ron is
okay.
So excited. He's got such a loud voice that we're having a difficult time with his sound check.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
This is awesome.
So that's how I got the nickname. And I actually got it right away. And so my very first year, I got like Right on Ron cards and everybody congratulated me. So I've had it for the last.
So were you happy when you came in?
No, not at the beginning, no.
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 Okay. And so what is your story? How did you come into a 12-step group and when was that like?
My date is November the 3rd, 1988. And what happened for me is I was drinking and just out of control. And that night I knew something was wrong and I just couldn't live this way of life any longer. So in the morning, I phoned a bunch of people and I needed help and I actually got help. And this guy got on the phone to me and he said, "Can you quit just for today?" And I said, "Well, that's a silly question." I says, "Of course I can quit just for today." But I said, like, where is it going to get me? And he says, "Okay, good. If you can quit for today, just quit." And I did quit and he came the next day and He picked me up and I went right to detox. And from detox, I thought I was going to a country club, actually. I asked him if there's swimming pools and tennis courts, and he said no, and it was Vancouver detox. And it completely shocked me. It really did, walking into a detox. I knew nothing about recovery, nothing. All I knew how to do was drink and do lots of everything and anything that I could get my hands on. Mm-hmm. And so that's how the journey began. And when I was there, people were coming back. They were going away for like an hour and they were coming back and they're super happy. And I said, like, oh, what's going on here? And they said, well, we just came back from a meeting. I said, like, what's a meeting? So what happened was is I phoned this guy who helped me. And he actually had special privileges to get me out of the detox. Believe it or not, I'm actually in detox. He actually had enough pull to get me out of detox.
That's the guy you want to know.
Exactly. So he actually, I said, I don't really want to stay here. So I called him up and he took me out to actually detox for a few hours. And we actually went to a meeting and I went to my very first meeting and I couldn't believe how much hope that they gave me that very first day. I loved it so much. We actually hung around from that meeting to the 11 o'clock meeting, and it completely changed my life. It really did. I went back to detox, kind of didn't like it, but I ended up going to the fellowship. And I've continued to go into the fellowship ever since.
Nice. And you're pretty well known within the 12-step community. Why do you think that is?
Do you know what? I go to all kinds of meetings. I really do. I just don't stick in Vancouver. I'm going to Langley. I went out to Squamish. I go to meetings everywhere. You know, the roundups, the meetings, and the helping others. I just continue to do this just from the, you know, it's kind of funny is I wanted everything you guys showed me, like when I went to these meetings. And, you know, what they spoke at the meetings were like, go to meetings, get a sponsor. And I did everything. I jumped in from the very first day. I went to the meetings, I got a home group, you know, and I did all of that. But what I wanted the most is I wanted to sponsor people. So I actually started sponsoring people at 2 months sober.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And, you know, I really didn't know anything about the steps, but nothing will push you further into the 12 steps than sponsoring somebody. So I have actually been sponsoring people since I was 2 months sober. And, you know, I'm over 25 years now. And, you know, some of my sponsees have like years, like 17, 20 years. And some, of course, many new people also.
Interesting. And, sorry. the only research I could really do for this interview today was to creep your Facebook. So,
oh, good.
So I apologize for creeping.
Oh,
you
come
know,
on, add,
I
add me
try
up.
I to stay away from that and respect privacy. But, you know, it was the only way I could get information. And
good.
Wow, people really love you on your Facebook. Like,
oh,
that
thanks.
Was something that really came through, you know, that you inspire people on a daily basis with your posts and with your just your way of being. Like, you're a really good example of a loving, helpful human being. And that's why we wanted you to join us for the Miracle Series today. It was because, you know, that is a miracle when somebody can go from going from drinking and doing everything and not knowing any other way of life to becoming somebody that is loving and helpful to other people. And so that's why we wanted you here today. Do you feel any sort of sense of pressure with that? Like, because, you know, you go to a meeting to get, you know, like,
yeah.
Sometimes you're having a bad day and, you know, and you need to share that you're having a bad day and whatever. Is there some sort of pressure at all with having to perform at meetings if you're that guy that everybody goes to, you know, for comfort and blah, 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 blah? Like, do you get to have a bad day and have, you know, an angry share?
No. No, we
no.
don't. No.
That's not good.
I know, no. I think we all get overwhelmed, you know, when we're out there helping people and loving people like we do. It was never this way. I've been on the other side. Like, I just didn't come into recovery, and I did love it, but it wasn't always like this. I remember the desperation and the, you know, the turmoil and the fear that ran through my life every minute of every single day. So, and what is it like today? It's completely different. And it's only really because of the 12 steps. The 12 steps completely change how I react to things, how I see things, how I think about things. I get overwhelmed, but I know then it's time for, like, self-care and do what I really enjoy, or, you know, I love hiking and I love helping others. There's the helping others again, but yeah, that's my everyday life.
That's awesome. And how do you handle it when you go to all that trouble to help somebody and you sponsor them and take them through the 12 steps and they relapse? How do you handle that?
Do you know, it happens not all the time, but it does happen. And do you know what? We have to react with love. There's no doubt, like, I don't care who it is, you know, I've had people who've been relapsing since I've been sober, you know, and... you know, all I can do is try to be of service. That's all I can do. Try to be there and walk with them. But I know how I can actually help others today. And as much as I love you, you're not going to stay clean and sober. You're not. So, and I've tried that. I've tried walking with people. I've tried hanging out with people for long periods of time. It helped at the very beginning, but nothing helps more than taking them through the 12 steps.
Yeah, they really have to learn how to, I don't know if this is my opinion, I guess it is, but you need to learn how to fight for your own self. Nobody can do it for you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Did you have an issue or any sort of, you know, with the way that whoever first took you through the 12 steps, did you have an issue or anything like that, that sort of got you more involved in making your own way or whatever to go through 12 steps with people?
You know, I've done every step guide that you can actually name around the city here.
Yeah.
You know, from the Idiot's Guide to the Treatment Center's Guide.
An actual Idiot's
yeah,
Guide.
There is. Yeah, there is. And it's long and it's confusing.
Oh,
and, you know, I just kept on searching. I kept on doing the work and I kept doing the work. And the more and more I read the big book, it just made things very, very crystal clear. And, you know, even actually the Joe and Charlie tapes completely changed how I actually see the steps and how I do the steps today. But even, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention Joe and Charlie, but anyways, they went around the fellowship helping people through this work. And what I noticed is some things just didn't add up when it came to step four and a couple other steps. So I have this outline to help people through the steps. And I'm not trying to rewrite the big book or anything. It's just to help, you know, help people through this work.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you. And I know that there's lots of people that you have helped, and we appreciate you being here today. We're going to talk more about that right now. Darren's going to take us to our first song.
Well, on the premise of using your experience to make others feel good, this is The Sheepdogs and Feeling Good.
Nice.
Right on
time.
Nice.
Is that okay?
That was great.
Yeah, okay.
Tell the truth.
Yourself.
Just it takes a second to adjust the volume.
Oh, okay.
Did
like
not
for,
get the first
for the listeners, but that was.
Pardon?
Okay,
yeah,
good.
You're in a good spot.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think he had to push a button. Something happened in the computer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it went from echo to clear. So.
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
I
good. Sorry about that. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
That's
if
fine.
I should go further.
Go
closer.
Back up. No, come forward.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Near?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's collaborative.
Oh!
There,
it's
right?
All good, yeah.
Good.
Don't worry. I mean, you just laugh about it.
Good.
Sorry, I had mics 1 and 2 mixed up. That's what the problem
oh,
was.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm just so excited.
We
all have a mic.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
When we get the new board, I'll be able to talk
oh
to you without
God.
Actually
oh,
having
that's
to come
be
in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Be really
you'll
cool.
all have cough buttons.
Oh. Yes. That's pretty exciting. That's really cool.
It won't be installed before we move, though.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Anyway,
awesome.
Yes, we made our decision day before yesterday.
Yeah?
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the place you were talking about, right?
Oh, I'm talking about the board.
The
we
board.
Decided
oh,
on what kind of a board to buy
oh, cool.
after weeks of...
Deliberating.
Weeks of research and deliberating. I could email you a picture.
No,
so
okay.
Audio Arts RE55.
Nice.
Or
Jim's
R55E.
The radio geek in you is
yes.
just like, that's awesome.
Right on.
Exciting.
So we're gonna like now get right into like some practical like so
good.
What you know what are these 8 steps and why are you doing
not 8 12
I
steps
I mean
yeah.
Yeah. 8 day steps and,
yeah
and
yeah
and even you know people that feel negatively about them we have to you know bring that opinion here and
oh,
so
yeah.
you know like so
yeah.
you know it's just a conversation just
yeah
on.
Absolutely
your thoughts about treatment center steps you know all that kind of stuff like
yeah.
is this the only I wouldn't say the only way but well we just flow with the conversation
oh absolutely
yeah,
yeah. And yeah I'll give you my positive feedback.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Do you
okay,
want
good.
To start off with the first question when we come back from the song or what do you want to do come back from the song and I ask the first question
sure
or? Okay, do you have some things in mind?
Hey?
Oh, it's on the phone. You want to remind people about the phone number if they want to call and ask Ron anything?
Yep.
Good. Oh, I could hardly wait.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't get calls. I mean, it's...
Okay.
It's
I told all my friends to call
okay.
in.
Okay.
So...
Oh, my God.
I did.
So
I did.
All right.
So
well,
I got,
cool.
like, all around the country, right?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. I did.
No. Okay, we're 10 going
seconds.
To air.
That's the Sheepdogs out of Saskatchewan. And feeling good. I don't know, I'm feeling good. And then you're listening to Talk Recovery on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. And just a reminder to all you listeners out there, we were talking about listening through SoundCloud and whatnot, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. And hey, and even phoning in. Here's that number again, 604-684-7561. We're talking with Ron today about the 12 steps approach to recovery, to getting clean. And yeah, we're just buzzing about that one. And also just, to, you know, we always want to kind of remind those that may be getting a little hot that we're talking about the 12 steps on the radio. It's a way, it's a personal experience, and it's the individual that's that decides to talk about their method and their experience of getting clean. And not as are we endorsing it for everyone by any means, but we're just allowing an experience of recovery over the airwaves and for our listeners to just really consider what the options are out there. And we've brought a lot to this show in reviewing our past shows, and it's, I mean, man, is there a lot of ways out there.
There's a lot. I mean, we've had the managers of Insight on the show. We had doctors that are running the Salome trials, which is the heroin trials for addicts that are down here. And, you know, Celebrate Recovery was here. And, you know, there's lots of journeys in recovery. And, you know, this show is important to us because we are at the corner of Columbia and Hastings, which is right in the smack, right in the middle of the ghetto. And there's people shooting up in front of the studio all the time when we come here. So, you know, we're trying to bring some hope out to the airways. So we've got a caller on the air already. Before we go to that caller, just want to let everybody know we're gonna talk with Ron Moore about like what it is that he actually does with people, and you're gonna really be interested in and what it is that he helps people with. So who do we have on air right now?
Hi, my name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. My name's Giuseppe. Welcome to Talk Recovery. What can we help you with? Okay.
Okay, Joe, I can help you with this, and I can answer this. Is what I have found is it's so important for us to love our sponsor and to walk with our sponsor. And what I actually do with my sponsor and my sponsees is we actually need to like love each other. That's a good start. But we need to do the steps. We really need to do the steps. So that's where I take everyone, is right to the steps. And if you have a day sober, I'd like to start the steps with you. And that's where I'd go with it. If you're getting the relationship from your sponsor where you're actually doing this work, I think it's fantastic. But remember, we deserve the best in life. We deserve that love. We deserve that appreciation. And if you're not getting that, you might want to get somebody who will give you that love every minute of every single day. So have you done the steps? Have you done the steps, the 12 steps? Well, I take people through this work and it takes 20 hours. So that's where I'm going with this. And this is why I have the website right on ron.com. And you know what? It's all about love. And if you're not in a place of loving life every minute of every single day, I would really suggest getting back into the steps, doing your step 11 on the awakening. When I retire at night, will change your whole life. You answer the 9 questions and it will just bring up your socks, and you know what, it'll make you love life once again.
So Joe, it's okay. Website, what's your website again?
Right on ron.com.
All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your website. Okay, so, you know, I work in a treatment center, Last Door. We have a way of doing the steps, and it's part of the 12-step fellowships, and there's lots of ways. There's lots of programs.
Yes, there is.
CANA, GA, yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
So just to make it clear, you have an opportunity for sponsees to do this all 12 steps.
All 12 steps.
In 8 days.
No, in 20 hours.
In 20 hours.
20 hours.
In over 3 days?
That's up to them.
Okay. All right. So if somebody's taking 3 weeks, is that okay with you?
Not really. No.
No. Okay.
But you got to have the willingness. If you have the willingness, it's worth doing the work and changing your life.
So why quickly? Why do you think, because there's some people out there that think you should be on step one for 3 months, and there's people that say you should be do a set of steps over a period of a year.
Ron's
getting choked. Oh, he is.
I am.
And just so you all know, I don't have any opinion of what's right or wrong.
Okay.
You know.
People are dying. Like,
okay,
really,
so
people are dying.
What is your reasoning, the 20 hours?
I've done this. Do you know what? I sat with people and I've read the big book with them, and I've read a page or a chapter once a week. And I see people dying in the rooms and out of the rooms. And and that's horrifying to see. And I wanted to know, like, how can I make this quicker where I can give them, like, loving suggestions and help where they can get this information as fast as they can, so now they can go through this work and they can read the book and it's exciting. Like, anybody who does this work will change. It will change your life, how you see things, how you react with things, and how you're basically reacting every single minute of through the day is your reaction. Acting with love. That's where we're taking you.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the way Bill and Bob used to do it back in the beginnings of the 12-Step Fellowship? I call it a revolution.
Yeah, that's a good question, and that I actually don't know.
Okay.
I heard that they did do things like really quickly and stuff. All I know is I needed to do this quickly to help people actually save their lives and change their lives. I'll just tell you what. Can I just tell you a quick story?
Sure, yeah.
A friend phoned me just last week and said, can you help out my dad? And I helped him out 5 years ago.
Okay.
So he says, can you help out my dad? He's been drinking, and he hasn't stopped, and he's 65 years old. I said, sure. So I got together with him, and we went through, I met him and he's shaking, he couldn't even write. So I went through the very first three steps with him in about an hour and a half, about that, the first three steps.
Okay.
And we actually started at step four, and I actually wrote it for him, and I don't do that, but because he was shaking and he's old, so we did that. He went home that night and he says, Ron, I see things differently. I said, well, that's good. That's how it's supposed to go. So the next day I met him through, and we did actually steps 5 to 12. And it completely changed his life. He's still sober today. This is a person who can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't stop drinking. So in 2 days, the second day we went through 5 to 12. And he's just a complete different people. This is what I get all the time.
So, somebody calls you,
yeah.
A stranger, friend of the program, family, you know, somehow somebody finds out about you,
yeah.
And they call you up and you set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Are you their sponsor forever? Is
no.
It just for the 20 hours? Go get your own sponsor?
I actually would love to take everyone through the steps,
yeah.
So they can get this much love in their life and see this much love in their life. But no, I tell people, stick with your sponsor, listen to your sponsor, go to the treatment centers, do the treatment center steps, but... Look, do this work.
Yeah.
Why don't you understand, like, what we're dealing with here? That we're dealing with a mind that's killing us. So the main problem is our thinking.
See, I had an experience where I heard about the doing the steps quickly like that. And
yeah.
I did an 8-day boot camp thing.
Yeah.
And I went in with an open mind and so forth. And I felt I wasn't overly excited about it towards the end. Because
mm-hmm.
I felt there was... You know, the treatment centers and the health authority services, or it's what's killing addicts, and this is what you need to do is these 12 steps to
mm-hmm.
to find, you know, recovery. And,
yeah.
And I just thought that was dangerous. And so what do you feel about that? Like, we're downtown East Side. Do you
yeah.
think everybody down here should call you up tomorrow and do, you know, 20 hours of step work? Or, like, how do you think you fit into this big picture down here?
I think my picture is whoever wants the help and is willing to quit, I can help any one of these people, and I can tell you actually when we can actually help them, and that's actually the next morning. Everybody wakes up clean and sober. That's when I want you, and I've seen lives change from that day on. So I've done this.
Yep.
And it actually does work. But you have to keep living this all through the day and the next day. And this is why we have a program of action to do this daily.
I appreciate it. It brings a sense of urgency and immediacy from the idea that people are dying.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I I think the quicker you can learn and engulf somebody and educate about, you know, some of the ideas, some of the concepts,
exactly,
some of the principles of the whole step, rather than, you know, work on one step with one concept with, you know, a few principles, you know, I mean, we all know this is, like you said, it's a lifelong situation.
Yeah. And it's life and death.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just, you know, I think sometimes it depends on the individual, like you said, to get someone that's in that position of you know, urgency, like I want, like I realized how bad it is. I need to learn what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to sit down and be like, okay, well, this is an option and I'm going to need you and your attention for, you know, 6 months. Can be,
yeah,
a discouraging
realization,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that kind of the purpose? Is it more about an education? Because the one fear that comes up for me is that somebody gains this sense of, okay, I've done the steps. Like,
yeah,
I've done the steps, so,
yeah,
you know, am I, like, I'm probably good to go to bars, and I'm probably, you know what I mean? I've done,
yeah,
the steps.
That's right.
And develop almost too soon naive opinion.
I haven't seen that, not through the work I have outlined, because where I'm bringing you to is like God, to the truth, and where your heart is. And I'm going with what the big book says. Like it says, our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. Little did I know that my thinking was the main problem, and the solution has always been inside me. So like, how can my heart reach your heart is if your mind's in the way. And what I do with the very first three steps, it only takes an hour, the very first steps. So we go over what the problem is. And the main problem isn't the alcohol and drugs. The main problem is my thinking that gets me there. Okay, so there's step one. Step one is, I know what the thinking is, my main problem. I shouldn't be thinking. It even tells us we really shouldn't be thinking. It's the main problem. So if I'm not thinking, I should really get to the second step. And if, even before the thinking, something happens before you even think about drinking and doing drugs. Something happens before the thinking part. And it's that spiritual malady. It's, I get irritable, restless, discontent. So if you have sort of clean and sobriety time, and if you're irritable, restless, discontent, you need help because you're in spiritual pain, and the only solution you're going to get is to be reaching for that solution that's worked all my whole entire life. So I get you from the first step of knowing what the problem is and to a new solution, and the new solution is God, and that comes from the second step. And I'm not telling you who God is, I'm just telling you where God is. And it tells me on page 25, our Creator has entered into our hearts, lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. Page 55 says, deep down in every man, woman, child is a fundamental idea of God, spiritual experience. At the back of the big book, it says our members have tapped an unexpected inner resource, which they presently use as a power greater than themselves. So where I'm taking you in an hour is from your head to your heart. And can I just say one more thing really quickly? Is just because I know what the problem is, and just because I know what the solution is, you would think I'm good to go. I'm good, and I'm not going to drink. But that's not the case. That information, steps 1, 2, and 3, will be good enough for you to listen to your heart, stay close to your heart, stay close to God. But what happens is I have these defects of character, and these defects of character, they pull me further away from God. And it kills me. And the next thing you know, I'm back out drinking, or I'm using. And because of my lying, my being mean, me being inconsiderate, all my defects pull me away from God. This is why I need to do the rest of the work. And it actually starts in step 4 to 12.
So here you have an individual, male, female, young or old.
Yeah.
Do you wait till they're a couple of days clean and sober?
No.
Okay. So if somebody's on a major heroin addiction,
yeah,
and there's a detox involved with heroin,
yeah,
would you see them right away, or do you think you should... what do you tell a doctor? This is where I'm coming with this. So here we are, Vancouver Coastal Health, and you have a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sell this to a doctor who sees a patient that's coming off of heroin and needs opiate replacement therapy, whatever, you know, he needs? I mean, is this person even, if they want to get clean, do they have the ability to actually do these 20 hours?
I've just helped somebody who just got off of heroin and stuff and completely quit. I wouldn't suggest that for anybody, but my friend did.
So you have a bit of a screening process involved.
Absolutely, and I go with what the Big Book says. The Big Book actually tells us, like, you know, when the mind is sick, you know, we need hospitalization, and that's detox, and that is detox, and that is getting some advice from your doctor. But you can start this work right away.
And I mean, I think Francis on the way down here made an extremely important point about, you know, doing anything is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something is better than nothing. And what's going to happen, though, is through every experience, is the individual is going to develop an opinion.
Yeah.
They're going to develop opinion.
But we don't want them thinking.
Well.
Right? I mean, no, we don't. We don't want them thinking. We want them to stay close to their heart. We want them to live in the truth. And that's where we want them. So I don't want them thinking. I don't even want them thinking even doing the step 4. It tells us we don't want you thinking until we actually get to step 11. Because then they say, oh, we want you to think. It actually does happen.
About the experience that they're in.
Yeah.
To conclude. Because they're coming from a place of desperation.
Yeah.
And hopelessness. And so your thinking is hopeful. A positive one of, okay, is this working for me? And you're going to be trying to, you know, convince yourself and look for validation and affirmation that I have a hope of staying clean, a hope of changing.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a very real vulnerability to the human experience at that point, that there needs to be this understanding that it's ongoing. Like, you shouldn't feel like,
oh, absolutely, it's on. No, absolutely. This is why we have like 10 and 11 and 12 and actually all of the steps. We need to live this every single day. We do. And it's actually, the program actually works really, really well once you get to the 10, 11 and 12. But we need to do this work.
And to realize that, I mean, like you said, it's not about the drugs and alcohol or the substances, but it very much is the cause of most of the unmanageability in this. You know,
no, it's not.
Moment.
No, no. The idea and the thought that that's going to make things better and stuff, that's the insanity, right? It's not like it's going to make me feel better. Like, that's why we get...
I understand. You and I know that.
Oh, okay.
But for the individual, you know, that's giving them reason to seek help, counselor, AA, NA, detox, is that they're noticing the unmanageability of their using, of this specific substance.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying. That's the person you're bringing into the step work,
but
right?
I think a lot of people just don't understand what the main problem is.
The main problem is
my thinking.
Absolutely.
Right? It's only a symptom of the problems, right? Is the drinking, right? You know, this, it's only a symptom of the problem, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking is
that obsession of the mind and that allergy, right?
Yeah, is that something that, you know, when does that individual come to realize that, their unmanageability will be ongoing if they don't treat defect thinking.
That's right.
Know, along the steps, like, how soon are they introduced to that idea?
Well, as soon as we sit down, what the Big Book says is at the very beginning, when I take them, and let's just even talk about the doctor's opinion and up to even step 1, it talks about, like, we need this psychic change, but I can't give it to them, but I can point you towards that. So you, by the time I sit down with somebody, like within an hour, they are completely seeing things differently. They never knew that their thinking was the main problem, and the solution is actually within them, and it's been inside them the whole time. And then they get that psychic change. They get that hope. They get that love. So why did we all actually get here into the fellowship? I'm just going to throw out my own thoughts on this. Is my heart became louder than my thinking, and it brought me into the rooms of the fellowship. Like, if it was up to my thinking, I would still be killing myself, or I'd probably be dead today. But my heart became louder than my thinking. And some, it brings us to the fellowship, but I don't know how long it's going to keep you there until you get to this work.
Yeah.
A couple quick questions.
Sure.
So somebody does the 20 hours with you.
Yeah.
Then do you recommend they continue doing a longer version of the steps, or they just go to meetings and help out? Like, what's your aftercare for suggestions for somebody that does the steps with you in 20 hours?
The only way you can actually keep this is to give it away.
Okay.
So, and that's what happens is I get them to read the big book, and maybe they have or they haven't read the big book.
Oh, so they'll do the
they steps will start
20 hours with other people.
Exactly. Okay. And they're giving that to other people too now.
Do you have an opinion that you want to share about all the other 12-step fellowships? Because I know there's some people that have done these steps quickly,
yeah.
that AA is the only way,
yeah.
and you know, it's the main program. You know, what do you think about people that go to NA and CA and CMA and all these other, I think there's 112 12-step fellowships.
I love them all. Anything that brings you closer to God, to the truth, and living this amazing way of life, I love every single thing that they do, and the 12 steps. I don't care what kind of 12 steps. If you're living in the truth, if you're living willing to give love and see love on a daily basis by doing this work, I think it's fantastic.
And that's why you're on the show, because I've had people answer, say, get rid of them all. But so I'm glad that you have that opinion.
Good.
So we're just going to take a couple seconds here to go back to another song. And where are we at with
that? Well, this is just a good time right now. You know, like with the music, it was a premise of just feeling good, being able to turn up your radio. And, I mean, what better than Stevie Wonder? So this is an old classic, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered.
Right on. That was good.
Okay,
good.
Guys.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, we're
most
getting
time
right
ever
to...
God has ever been said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We say usually higher power, but...
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
But I'm saying, like,
it's
the heart,
most time ever,
the truth,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Anything that brings you to the truth, you know, to that love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was funny because I think it was our second show, and I was talking to somebody over the phone, and I was like, "Well, you know what? And if you know, God bless you if you can find yourself." And I mean, I'm not a religious person. I just said, "God bless you."
Yeah.
And we got a phone call afterwards, being like, "Yeah, well, I was listening to the show, and you mentioned God, and it was like this weird like." Like, really? That's what they got out of the show?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I even mentioned, I said, like, I'm not telling you who God is.
And that's good that you said
right?
So when we come back in 4 minutes, we've only got, like, six minutes.
Okay.
So if you've got 2 minutes that you need, I really got nothing else to... Darren, you got anything?
I one thing I'd like to bring up is, first of all, you get a front row seat for miracles, and we're kind of ending our miracle series. So if you wanted to share, like, you know, well, you kind of already did a story about, like, you know, like a real, like, something that you thought, wow, or something, that could be an idea. Also, this isn't just for people that are detoxing, right? It's,
yeah.
It's for some, like, somebody that, you know, is clean.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
So, because I know a girl that did it as a way to just break all the crap that she had inside of her. So I think that would be good to mention.
Wait, I'll ask you, so who should come to you? And then you can, like, who's, not customer, who's a prime candidate to access your services? Do you charge?
No.
Okay.
No, it's all free. What I just did just last night?
Okay, we're coming back here.
All right, that's good. Okay, so I'll ask two questions, and then
I'll
you take
back.
Over. You bring it back, okay.
And that's just a good time right there. Enjoy it, those of you listening. Signed, sealed, and delivered. And this is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, Talk Recovery. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. We are been talking about getting involved, getting introduced. If you hear or want to be open to recovery under whatever definition, put movement behind being stuck in any situation you're in right now and are open to you know, Ron's method of being introduced and going through the steps in a quicker fashion than, I don't know, there's never in any writing I've ever read that this is how it's supposed to be done.
No.
And this is how long it's supposed to take.
No.
And this is when exactly you'll find the desire to use gone or a spiritual awakening. Like, mm-hmm. They can't give you that information because it's all individual.
Yeah.
And this
that's
is just another method that, I mean, hopefully, like, that's the point, eh? Like, the quicker to inventory, the quicker to realize human potential, the quicker mm-hmm. to, like you say, within, the power within, and your own human potential, that anyone and everyone that's, you know, stuck can change. Whether
right.
that means quit using right now today,
mm-hmm.
Just a reminder that, you know, some of us need medical attention.
Yes,
some
absolutely.
Some of us need to see a professional.
Listen to your doctor.
By all means, don't, you know, just stop taking your meds and, you know, thinking that this is going to fix, because we're not offering the fix here. We're talking about options to improve a little bit of quality of health in any way you can.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a shout out to Bill and Jared, who are texting us and wanted us to say hi to them. They're picking up a new guy.
Oh, good.
So hope you guys are enjoying your ride. And your website is?
Right on Ron, www.rightonron.com.
And people can go there, they can get your phone number, learn
yes.
about how to do the all 12 steps in 20 hours.
That's right.
Do you charge a fee?
No, I don't. No,
okay.
It's all free to help and love others.
Okay, so that's a pretty good price then. It's free. And, you know, who is the ideal person to come to you? Like somebody who comes to you?
I get everyone coming to me. I get mums, dads, grandpas, grandmas, and young kids. I've helped young kids as young as like 13, 14 years old wanting help. So I'll help any one of them.
And is it, do people with multiple years come see you for like a booster tune-up? Or?
I've had many people, you know, yeah, I've had many people with many, many years who just didn't, and I'm not here to tell you that you have to do it my way, and I'm not here for that. But when I take people through this work, how I kind of look at it is I'm just putting the pieces together because I just didn't understand. And it's very, very crystal clear today. Can I just mention one thing?
Sure.
Okay, I just updated my website.
Okay.
And what's new there is I have these sheets that take you through the 12 steps, and I've only had audio on steps 1, 2, and 3, and I had audio on step 4. Just to show you crystal clear, there's no thinking involved. You just press play and you play it. Well, what I did over the last 2 nights is I updated my website, and now I have audio from 5 to 8.
Yes.
So it's very crystal clear, and from 9 to 12. So it's all out there for everyone. Just follow the sheets. If you want to, listen to the audio, press play, and just maybe I can just give you a little bit of hope and love in your life too.
Well, I get why they call you Right On, Ron.
Oh.
I just say, Right On, Ron.
Thanks, Right On.
Right On. Like, you know, to kind of take that initiative, you know, imply some of your experience because you got 25 years of it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like, try to facilitate and encourage people to try, you know what I mean? Because there is a lot of stigma around, you know, even trying to understand the language
exactly.
in the books.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
you're first introduced to it, I remember it was almost like reading a foreign language.
And I'm not trying to rewrite the big book. I'm not. Absolutely not. I'm just here to help you understand it, maybe just in a different way to understand it.
Which is the role of a sponsor in the fellowship community.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes, it is.
And
yeah.
if we can get it to, in an easier method, like online and you know, with an audio track. I mean,
I got an
right
email
on.
Last week from Russia. Some guy from Russia thanked me. I don't know who this guy is, but it almost, you know, it just
makes you feel good.
Yeah, it really does. Say thank you for having this up on your
so
website.
So you've been sober 25 years?
25 years. I'll be taking 26 this year.
A lot of people think that 12-step programs aren't working.
Yeah.
And medical models are the best way to go.
Yeah.
In the 25 years you've been sober, would you say the 12-step community is in a better place than it was 25 years ago, or are we in a challenging time?
Do you know, I think it's so awesome right now, and it really is. And I can tell you why. When I first came 25 years ago, every meeting I went to they were talking about the 12x12, and the 12x12 really isn't the program of recovery. They wrote that like what? Years and years later, Bill Wilson wrote it. But the big book has the program of recovery, the first 103 pages, and it works. And I hear it everywhere now.
Right on, Rob.
Oh, love it. I really, really love it.
This is, okay, well, that's why we're here. We're talking about recovery in the downtown east side of Vancouver. Just another way of finding recovery. There's lots of journeys out there. If this is what you want to try, then you can go to his website, rightonron.com.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkrecoveryvancouver. Tell us what you think about the show. Give us some ideas for new shows. I'm going to bring this over to Frances, and she is going to take us to a happy ending.
Well, I'm not sure how happy this ending will be, but it is a true ending to a true story. This week, I actually lost my brother to addiction. He overdosed on heroin and cocaine after 18 months clean. He had a list of mental health challenges, and I think my sister said it best when she said, "We loved our brother, we just didn't know what to do with him or how to help him."
Oh, no.
Last week, I was accused of hating addicts. I don't. I have many addicts and recovering addicts in my family. I am an addict. I love addicts. However, I do hate addiction. Addiction kills, steals, and destroys your life and all the lives around you. It is out to kill you and tells you that you are getting what you want, that you are getting your way. But there is a solution. There is a way to fight and a way to win that fight. You must fight for yourself, fight for your life by reaching for that solution. Find your people. Use your resources. Contact us or Right on Ron, but fight for you. Don't give up, don't lay down, and accept your fate. You are not your addiction. You are a human being, and your very presence here on Earth says that you are worth fighting for. Any lie that tells you otherwise is out to get you. Act on the truth that you are loved and you are worthy of fighting for. Thank you for listening to Talk Recovery today and every Thursday from 12 to 1 on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5. Always a pleasure.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I got chills. It was a great perspective, knowing what you're going through, condolences, and just that, you know, that message is so important for those still living that may not really be appreciative of what they have or view what their potential can be. And that was a great perspective on that mindset. And so thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
Francis. A little bit juxtaposed to the news. This is an upbeat song, and it's by the Foundations. So we'll say thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your afternoon. And this has been Talk Recovery. Stay tuned for Mainlander Radio and Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. And build me up, Buttercup.
Oh,
nice.
Right on.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you for having me.